Block, block, block away! Hey, what's up, party people? It's me, Sarah G, with the Smack, and I'm back. I am a CFA charter holder, and I used to be a financial advisor. On this podcast, I provide non-BS-oriented, straight-up views on LinkedIn and other financial advisor marketing topics. You can't get this anywhere else, people. So if that's of value, then please subscribe. And if not, then please leave this podcast right now. I just blocked a bunch of losers on LinkedIn and it felt great. All right, so let's talk about blocking on LinkedIn. But first, let's talk about how LinkedIn works. So I don't know the algorithm because I don't work there, but I have devoted a good amount of my time to studying LinkedIn. And in my observation, LinkedIn is really a lot easier if you really think about how it works. People focus so much on how the images look or what time you post, things that I think don't really matter as much as what I'm about to say, which is the people who are following you on LinkedIn actually are the ones that are going to make you successful on LinkedIn or not. And guess why? Because all LinkedIn really cares about is who gets the most engagement. They don't care who the smartest people are, who has the best postings, who looks the best when you post. All that matters is that when you post something, a certain number of people like and comment on it within a certain time frame. So I encourage you, first of all, only include the people in your network who value you and who are willing to interact, because that is going to set you up for better results. The people on LinkedIn are what is going to make the algorithm work for you. So why should you block people on LinkedIn? I want you to think of it like this. You're throwing a party online. When you post something to LinkedIn or when you're on there trying to talk to people, you're basically socializing digitally, all right? You decide who gets invited and who gets stopped at the door of this party that you're throwing. So if you were throwing a party in person, who you have at the party determines the quality of the interactions between all those people, right? Have you ever had someone at a party of yours that maybe didn't say anything, but just because they were there, you were kind of uncomfortable, like your ex-boyfriend or something? Like, even if they only looked at you occasionally, their presence was enough to make you uneasy. Like maybe it's an in-law, right? Look, you don't need this stress. It's your party. This is your song, all right? A lot of you put your heart into your work. Don't give this away to just anyone. Plus, if you don't think someone's that cool, why would you want them to interact with the other people that are following you? You're building a community here. And the more positive an experience the people have within your community, the stronger that community is going to be, and the more people it's going to attract, the more attention it's going to attract, and you're going to do better. So, you know, you also got to think of it financially. Your postings are an investment of your business time. In a sense, it's your capital. Digitally. So you're taking the time to design content that helps other people. If somebody hasn't treated you correctly, they have no right to benefit from your hard work and get the right to devalue this. Only give your business capital away to those who will value it, because those are the people most likely to return something to you later on down the line. I'm an empathetic person. I think that having four kids can do that to you. I haven't always been this way. In the past, I used to turn my back so easily when I felt like somebody wasn't completely treating me how I wanted to be treated. And it's been to my fault as I've become older and become a mother and become a more understanding and nurturing person that sometimes I am slow to cut people off. I don't know. I've just had a few experiences that I've learned to listen to myself when my instincts tell me that I'm in the presence of a zero. And I would encourage you all to really think about that in your business. Having the ability to judge when someone doesn't really care is a critical business skill. And it's true, because I see some of y'all with partners or with with vendors you're dealing with, or with referral partners, or even with clients that are just kind of negative associations, and they don't seem negative. They're kind of maybe, it takes the form of ambivalence. I feel like ambivalence is probably the most negative relationship that you could have, because those are the people that'll kind of string you along and mislead you, maybe even unintentionally. Maybe they don't even realize that they're doing it. See, there I go being empathetic again. But those are the people that could just waste your whole life. I want you to think about the people that are really close to you on social media. Are they reciprocating? Would they think of you? Would they voluntarily do things to help you without you even asking? Because they know that you do the same for them. And are you doing the same for them? I have a list of these people. I call them Team Grillo. They're kind of my LinkedIn buddies. I help them and they help me. But in the process of building Team Grillo, I want to tell you that there were certainly a few disappointments. But that's why you have Microsoft Excel to keep track of all this, because it's just a matter of simply crossing somebody off of the list. So here is a list of people that I think you should start cutting off on LinkedIn. Just block them. Don't disconnect from them. Just literally block them. Because like I said, they don't deserve the right to see what you're doing, to see who you're connecting with, to see the people you're socializing with. They don't have a right to even be a part of your life as an observer. And especially, they don't get the right to benefit from all of the hard work you've done to create value-adding content that will enrich the lives of those in your community. So for example, ex-clients who didn't appreciate you. I had one client who tried to stiff me on the last bill because, and this was astounding that she's a financial advisor and she didn't understand this, that she was billed in arrears. So I render my services and then I bill on the first of the month following the month that the services were rendered. She didn't get it. So that person was blocked. I think blocked on my newsletter, blocked on LinkedIn, blocked, blocked, and blocked. Competitors who kind of swipe your stuff. So I had this one guy who ignored my request to start up a conversation about something. And then the next thing I know, I'm looking at his feed and he's like copying my content. Now, not all of my competitors copy my content. And I know that some of you are listening to my show right now. I know. And that's okay, because I do have somewhat symbiotic relationships with some of you where, you know, a lot of you have helped me and I've helped you too, to some extent. But copying after you just blatantly reject me and ignore me so rudely, unfortunately, he never got the chance to do that again because he found himself swiftly blocked. The other thing is trolls who slander you. Debate generates activity on LinkedIn. So that's something I think is definitely good for your algorithm. And I think you should definitely, definitely maybe get a little controversial. You know, like me, I'm fully controversial all the time, but I pay for it, trust me. But you could get a little controversial just in the effort to start a little bit of a debate. But if you're going to get people that are misrepresenting, like once I had people that were arguing with me on Twitter about something, well, I actually wasn't even arguing with them. They were just kind of attacking me. And one of them said something like, well, you don't even know what it's like because you ain't never been a financial advisor or something like that. And I was like, blocked, you're blocked, because I don't need that slander. Like if she did it again, and I have actually had to threaten this on people, I was going to actually tell her that my lawyer was going to be contacting her, because it's one thing to say, I disagree with this. This is a crazy opinion, whatever. And I've had a lot of stuff said to me, but it is another thing. And all of you that are commenting, like if you're going to really go in on someone, you better get the facts right. Because misrepresenting facts about somebody and slandering them, that actually is a legally punishable offense. And instead of going down that road, I would just block them. So trolls who slander, blocked. Cheapskate prospects who have no intention of hiring you. So it's hard to tell. And there's definitely a question of how much nurture is too much. And it's funny because I see these people that try to kind of freeload off my content all the time. Now, I do have a gate up where in order to get at the really actionable, practical, good stuff, and I do a very good job of spelling it out for the people on my membership, You really do have to be a paying client. You have to be a subscriber to my membership. However, there is a good amount of guidance that I give away. However, it's theoretical, it's high level, and I occasionally will throw out an example, but I'm not going to describe how to do something step by step and give away the whole thing. So it's funny because I do see these people who are following me that'll take that example and put it up. Like I'll be like, here's an example of a great LinkedIn title. And they'll use that title on their LinkedIn page and then get the whole rest of the page wrong because they didn't subscribe into the membership. So it's like, I'm very clear. It's so obvious to me because I have gated content, but I could see where it would be a problem where you have these cheapskates who just have zero intention of hiring you as a financial advisor. And then it's hard to tell when someone's just taking their time versus freeloading off of you. If you get the sense that if you've reached out to them repeatedly and had meetings over and over again, and I think you could kind of just tell when somebody really has zero intention of following you, I would block them. And I would not only block them on social media, but block them on your newsletter too. And now another one is deadbeat referral partners. You know my stance on CPAs who never reciprocate the favor. I think you should kick these people to the curb, but only after finding referral partners who are high quality, will treat your clients as they deserve to be treated, and who incidentally will reciprocate and give something back to you of value. And when you do that, you want to make sure that you block the deadbeat referral partners because, you've moved on and found better partners, and you certainly don't want them leeching off you and getting access to that good content that they never valued because they never sent you anybody. And then just as just a general one, like any ex-colleague, ex-employee, ex-coworker, ex-employer, ex-friend, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, ex-spouse who was a jerk. Like I said, you're having a party here. Only let in the cool people. So block, and block some more, and laugh at the picture of their face when you're blocking them. Like an evil laugh, because that'll make it even more fulfilling. So, hey, thanks for listening. I'll see you in the next podcast. Please subscribe, rate, and review this show.